worthy of it? Hallelujah. I say, is he worthy of our praise? Is he worthy of our honor, our worship, our thanksgiving? Is he good? Hallelujah. Is he our friend? Hallelujah. Have he done great things? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will he ever change? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoever he is, he always will be. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And I believe the saints ought to lift their voices with gratitude and thanksgiving and praise to our wonderful Savior, our wonderful Lord, our mighty God, because there's nothing to be sad about, but everything to rejoice about. Hallelujah. The enemy of our spirits and soul is defeated. They are defeated foe. They've already been judged, and hell they're headed to. Amen. They just here on borrowed time. Amen. Amen. But they'll never rule, they'll never reign. Hallelujah. In your life and mine. And I say so tonight with my mouth before this congregation. Satan will never rule my life. Jesus is Lord. What are you going to say? He'll never rule my life. I'm not going to succumb to pressure and circumstances. Demons and devil has no right to rule your life. Amen. And tell you what you should do and what you should not do. No, no, no. Absolutely no. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is why we rejoice and give praise and thanks to our God, for he has done great things. And we come in his presence each day, and as we come together like this in an assembly or setting in the church, we come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. We come to bless him, to lift him up. Amen. The scripture says what? Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us do what? Exalt his name together. For I have sought the Lord and he heard me. Hallelujah.